This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami K. Sean, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 174, and the topic of discussion today is staying motivated. Getting motivated is of course, a good thing, but I think the key is staying motivated, y'all. And I've actually had some hiccups with this particular podcast today. Like, the original takes I did all of a sudden just disappeared. But I think it all happened for a reason. But before I tell you that reasoning, let me just kind of ask you how your day's going today. Are you making the best of this day? If you're listening to this kind of late, then I hope you did make the best of your day. I hope you shared a smile with somebody, shared your good energy, shared your value, however you're supposed to share it, so that you made this day work for you and you just kind of walked it out at the best of your ability. Now, I was flowing in the whole smiling, sharing my value and all that stuff today, but I got tried up. And I had some real challenges today, right? And so this is why I feel like the whole eeriness of my first take being all of a sudden erased was kind of cool, because I think my day had to happen for me to get to this point and speak from this actual experience and from this perspective and this flow of energy, if you will. Because it's so befitting to the whole staying motivated thing. As I had already kind of told you guys in a previous podcast that I stepped into a new space as far as becoming a teacher and, you know, really giving back to our youth. And because I'm big in the youth space as far as leadership development and personal development for the youth in general. And so, anywho, today I had to give a moment of silence to all the ride or die teachers who've been doing this forever. Because today was that day where I was just like, victory is mine, today is mine. But Lord Jesus, if you don't come down, I'm going to claim victory for myself and pop off. Tell the truth, shame the devil. That just was the truth. So I really had to pull back and make this day work for me so that I continue to share the value throughout the day. But the staying motivated struggle was real. So that's why I think I'm happy that my podcast just kind of for some reason disappeared and I'm able to come from this perspective, because I believe I can be more authentic in my rawness, if you will, with the experience that I had today. So I hope that makes sense. But anywho, let's get to staying motivated, because there's so many things to stay motivated about. Staying motivated about your goals is the main thing that I'm talking about with this podcast. Your objective, your aspirations, the life experiences that you want to have. How do you stay motivated? Me personally, I love the quote from Zig Ziglar because it has some great humor to it. And it's, people often say motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And I would agree that we need daily motivation, because we know that life happened. And life happened to me today, y'all. Like, straight up, no chaser. Life happened. And I'm sure you can relate to something on your own journey that will connect you to the tone that I have when I say life happened today.
just because your motivation drops by the wayside, like wah wah, doesn't mean you stop having that dream, or doesn't mean you stop aspiring to have those experiences and things that you want to do in life. And so we have to kind of just keep pushing and keep moving. Now, I think it's easy to stay motivated in something that you can measure, in the sense of like working out. Once I'm in the flow of working out, staying motivated, of course, one key thing is music. You give me some Pitbull Club type of music, or some Beyonce, or if I'm jogging, I can do some Kanye or something, some kind of thought-provoking heartbeat rap or something like that. And I'm good and I'm motivated. But also, I'm able to say to myself, this will be over in about 45 minutes to an hour. Like, I have, you know, 5 sets of 20 jumping jacks or whatever. But when it comes to that point of life where life throws you those detours, those frustrating people you have to deal with, just out of the blue situations that throw you off your motivational kind of peak, how do you get back up there? I think half of it is stop allowing our overwhelm to suffocate our motivation, because our brains immediately go to a point of, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I have too much to do. And it's like it just kind of fizzles out. You know, it starts to fizzle out the motivation that you had. And I think Tony Robbins says it best. If you take one project and try to do the whole thing at once, you're going to get overwhelmed. And I think this is why it's so important for us to step back from it, to gather yourself. I believe gathering yourself is a good thing, because when you don't, it's so easy to become impulsive. And if you flow in the wrong energy, it can really jack it up way more than it should. So breathing and gathering yourself so that you can then break it down step by step, or however you have to do it. The same way we eat an elephant is the same way we eat a burger. One bite at a time. And so that's where I think the biggest key is in staying motivated. You got to stay focused on the vision, even when the little thing in front of you is like about to make you just want to lose it all. Lose a little bit of religion you got. Lose, you know what I'm saying, all the manners you have, whatever it may be. Because I was in that today. Send up some good prayers and vibes for me, y'all. I really appreciate it in advance. Thank you very much. So yes, the second thing I would say is, with the whole overwhelm thing, is we have to, the benefit of us being in this age of our beautiful and not so beautiful capitalistic society and things of that sort, the benefit of it is you can go out and you can acquire as much as you desire. But I think the curse of that is our eyes become bigger than our stomachs. And that's another form of overwhelm. We live mentally and physically in a king size everything, obesity, extra large, you know, type of society and culture. And so many of us have brought into this whole Golden Corral buffet, I want it all presented to me kind of mindset. And I don't think that's the way you stay motivated, because it produces overwhelm. And so when we have something on our journey that causes us to get to that point and it suffocates our motivation, we have to be willing to only focus on the important things on our plate. Definitely do not pile on extra stuff that you know you don't need. A lot of us have a habit of trying to pile on, especially other people's stuff that you don't need. Unfortunately, we cannot save the world, and we have to be able to accept as much as we can without taking it too personal that we can't save the world. Because a lot of us want to put on the capes and we want to end world hunger and find world peace and do all this other great stuff. And it sounds good in the ideal until you have to get your hands in it and you realize, I'm not going to be able to save the world. So focus on the things on your plate, so that way you can digest everything that you need to do at your pace and for your journey. I really hope that that makes sense. This is very therapeutic for me today. So what I am sharing may sound slightly rantish, but hopefully it's some form of value for you guys as well. The last thing that I want to talk about is get help as needed. Yes. I know we are in a generation as Gen Yers and millennials that and baby boomers and whoever else may be listening to this. But I know we're in a time right now where we are me, myself, and I. That's all I got in the end. And I get it. And you know, they got us with all this. All my women who are independent, throw your hands up at me. I'm with that as well when it comes to a song. But in reality, no, ma'am. You have to have help as needed. Even the most fabulous, baddest performer in the world, Beyonce, has makeup artists, fashion stylists, hairstylists, backup dancers, bands. She has everything. And so the carpenter can build the house, but he can't do it without using a hammer, nails, wood, you know, a drill, etc. So we have to be okay with knowing that we must take the necessary steps for our own journeys, but when it's time to expand, when it's time to go further than what you can do alone, be okay with getting the help that you need so that you can stay motivated. Because I don't think motivation is meant to last forever in a day because of life happening and all that other good jazz. So the daily motivations of when you are having other people assist you can only become a benefit to you reaching your goal. I won't necessarily say faster, but more effectively. So those are the three highlights that I feel can help us stay motivated. Of course, outside of your typical, we all need like music. I think music is universal to all of us, no matter the genre you may like. I think music is a great motivator. I think bouncing ideas off of other people is a great motivator. Getting motivational words, reading books, whatever it is for you. But those three things, I think we have to do, become aware and make it a process to do on our own personal journeys outside of the add-ons that we can use for motivation. If you're listening to this podcast, then I know you have big dreams, goals, aspirations, life experiences that you want to partake in on this side of the heavens. And if that's the case, then you will find a lot of value in this quote by Oprah Winfrey. The big secret in life is that there is no big secret. Whatever your goal, you can get there if you're willing to work. So let's get motivated. Let's stay motivated and keep moving towards our goals. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to anijohnson.com/S174 and leave me your thoughts. I thank you guys so much for allowing me to share my ranting therapeutic style girl to woman podcast with you, and hopefully I'm offering you value. Please feel free to leave me your review on Google Play or iTunes. I want to hear your feedback and how I could better serve you, or maybe it's something you want me to talk about. And I also would like for you to share this with a friend or a family member today who may need it. Until we talk again, know that you are awesome even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.